I looked at the website of the DOE today because I wanted to understand better where you're coming from. And I saw several things of interest that I'd like to talk about. One was you mentioned that from $18 to $33 billion in the country is spent every year from weather outages because of that problem. It seems to me like having more lines above ground makes absolutely no sense and is against what you are actually saying is a problem in the country. The second thing was the size of the grid. I've tried to understand this, and I've been very frustrated that, for example, we have some wind towers that have been produced here, which have to go offline because the lines can't handle a power surge, if we need more power. So we're totally out of date anyway, and PSNH has not brought those lines up to date. But the real goal to me, and what's on your website, is something called a microgrid. Do you remember seeing something like that, where we get something small, something that supports town and community, building places where solar and wind can go, so that we're not dependent on one another, and so we're not so vulnerable for cyber attacks? That's what I think you should be looking at, and I think the fact that you're even supporting something like this is really, really out of line and out of date.